Hello, we're Karen and Curtis Delzer, and we're going to give you some tips and get you started using your LG VX4650 phone. Your phone is silver in color, and the light inside is blue. Now I'm going to be holding the phone in my left hand with the antenna away from me. The left side of the phone is near my thumb, and below the rim of the phone, on the left, there is, at the top, a bar. Below that is a button. The bar is a navigation bar, and the button is a voice command button. On the right side of the phone, there's a button, which is the speaker button. Okay, I'm going to open the flip top, and we'll look at the top. At the very top of the keypad is a speaker. The keypad consists of many buttons, and I'm going to go from left to right. At the top, just below the speaker, is the left soft key. The middle is the up, down, right, and left arrow with the OK button in the center of it. To the right of that is the right soft key. Below that row is a row from left to right with the send key, the clear key, and the end key. We're going to talk about all these buttons, so don't fear. Below that is the 1, 2, and 3 row. Below that is the 4, 5, and 6 row. Below that is the 7, 8, 9 row. Below that is the star, 0, and pound row. Now, in order for you to be able to hear what's going on in the menus, I need to turn on the speaker, so I'm going to push the speaker button, and that is below the rim on the right side of the phone. We're waiting for, there we go, an ascending bunch of notes. Okay, now we have the speaker phone turned on. Now I'm going to put the phone in announce mode. There are two ways to do this. One way is with the phone closed, you just open the phone. You say announce when you're prompted to do so, and your phone will say activated or deactivated. It's a toggle, so if it's in announce mode, it will deactivate and vice versa. The other way to do it is to push the voice command button if your phone is open already, and you'll get the same prompt. So I'm going to do that.
Please say a command.
Announce.
Announce mode activated.
The reason I put the phone into announce mode is so that it will read the menus. Even with the speaker on, if announce mode isn't on, the menus aren't spoken. So we want all the information we can get here. And let's give it a command. Let's see what commands we can use.
Please say a command.
We can
cycle. No match found. Please try again.
Excuse me.
Please say a command.
It is pertinacious.
Okay. Yeah, something. Okay,
voicemail.
We can.
Please say a command. Digit dial. Please say a command. Service alerts. Please say a command. Missed calls. Please say a command. Contacts. Please say a command. Driving. Please say a command. Announce. Please say a command. Time and date. Please say a command. Phone status. Please say a command. Call someone. Please say a command. Voicemail. Please say a command.
Okay, we cycled through those commands by using...
Timed out.
Okay,
please
fine.
Try again.
Hush. I'm going to hush her by closing the flip top on the phone. In order to get through those commands, what we did is cycled through them with the navigation bar. I went down arrow with a navigation bar that's on the left rim of the phone. You can get your phone status. You can call someone. You can do all those different things by going up or down with the navigation bar. Or when she asks you to say a command, you can just say what you want it to do. So let's get time and date here. Let's see what
she's doing. Please say a command.
Time and date.
Current time is 4:21 p.m. Sunday, September 4th.
So that's very useful. Let's get phone status as well. To do that, we'll push the button that's beneath the navigation bar on the rim of the phone.
Please say a command.
Phone status.
Battery full. Signal strength. 6 bars. 1x coverage. GPS location supported.
By doing that, we learn that the battery is full. We have 6 bars. And that tells us that our signal strength is as strong as it can be. Just the slightest movement can change that, though, and it can take away a lot of your signal strength. If you find that you have only a few bars and you aren't hearing and transmitting the way you want to, you need to turn or move around the room or sometimes even go outside. We also heard GPS supported, which means that if we have some kind of difficulty and we need emergency personnel, they can find us by satellite. So that's very useful.
I'm going to show you how to enter a contact into your phone and retrieve the information. Basically, the phone is closed, so I'm going to open it, which is probably a good idea since I need to use it.
Please say a command.
Contacts.
Do you want to read, create, or erase a contact?
Create.
Please say a phone number.
800-555-8355.
Did you say 800-555-8355?
Yes.
Save number as home, office, mobile, pager, or fax. Say the label.
Office.
Now type the name with the keypad. Wait 3 seconds to hear what you have entered.
The phone keypad, as many of you know, can be used to enter letters as well. Numbers 2 through 9. ABC is 2, DEF is 3, GHI is 4, JKL is 5, MNO is 6, PQRS is 7, TUV is 8, WXYZ is 9. The pound sign can be used as a space. So, in this case, we need to type tell me, T-E-L-L space, M-E. That's what I'm going to attempt to do in my inimitable style. And so here we go. The letter T would be the number 8, and that'd be the first press of 8. Now, if I can find it properly.
T.
Now, one thing nice about this phone is it waits. And it'll continue to wait until you press the OK key when you're done. The number 3 key is next, because that's where the letter E is located. That's 6.
N.
I pressed a mistake,
clear.
So press clear once. It still says T, since it reminds me that I have that T up there.
E.
Okay, TE should be up there. The number 5 key has a little nubbin on each side of it. That's one way to tell where you're at on the keypad. J, K, and L are on the 5, so I need 2 L's. So I need 3 presses of the 5 twice.
L. L.
And press space.
A.
M. 1 press of the 6th.
M.
And the number 3 key. That's right. Number 3 key, how many times for E would be twice?
E.
Tell me.
That's funny. I wonder why it says it that way.
Tell me.
We're going to save this by pressing the OK button. And that should have saved the contact. Now, it said tell me, so probably I'll have to say tell me to have it identify tell me as a the
unless
contact.
You want to put 2 E's on there.
We'll have to see you. But that's basically how you do it. It does take some practice, but it is really worth doing. Now, to access the contact details, I press the N key to make sure that I'm at the main screen. That's right above the 3. And then I press the lower left key on the side of the phone.
Please say a command.
Contacts.
Do you want to read, create, or erase a contact?
Read.
Please say a name.
Tell me.
you say?
Helmet.
Yes.
Reading contact details of...
Helmet.
Office 800555835 End of contact details.
Now I suppose all you people are asking yourselves, well, you show me how to do this, and she show me how to do that, and how do I make calls? Now, the way we like to do it is to first open the phone if announce mode is turned on.
Please say a command.
Call someone. What, gee?
Please say a name.
Tell me.
Did you say?
Helmet.
Yes.
Calling Verizon Wireless.
And that's all there is to it. And it will call, tell me. That little extra sound.
You're connected to 1-800-555-TEL.
That's a fun system. You can get weather, and you can get sports, and all kinds of information.
All right, weather.
Weather. Say a city at...
Glendora, California.
Glendora, California. Say stop to interrupt this forecast. At 6:52 p.m., it's 77 degrees, with a slight breeze.
And you want to hang up?
The low of 60. Tuesday.
You can't do it. You have to, if you close the phone, the speaker is still working. So you'd have to press end. Like that. Since we were using the speaker phone to demonstrate this phone, it was on, and when I closed the phone, nothing happened. So you have to make sure that the speaker is turned on, that if you do close the phone, and not to panic, just open the phone and press the end key. That's all you need to do. That little sound you heard is a call connect sound. It's available in the menus, and that's also described and discussed in the manual. The sound happens when the phone gets a signal from the provider and is connected to the phone number just before it rings. It's a nice handy sound to have, because sometimes providers get busy and you can't tell whether your phone is really accessing the network or not. Another way to make a call is to press the right soft key and arrow through your contacts, and then press send. For example, since announce mode on this phone is on, I press end first to get to the main screen a couple of times, and then I press the right soft key. It should say contacts. So I guess it didn't. Press end a couple more times and press right soft. Nothing is said. So let's check something here.
Please say a command.
Announce.
Announce mode activated.
Now I press end a couple of times and press right soft, which is directly above end.
Contacts.
ICE is spoken because we have in this phone contacts listed under ICE, which is in case of emergency. And tell me should be directly above that.
Tell me.
There it is. Now, if I want to call Tell Me from here, I just press send, which is directly above the one key.
Verizon Wireless.
And we get that little sound.
Good evening. You're connected to 1-800-555-TEL.
And I just disconnected the call. Another is digit dial. And all you need to do there, of course, is press end a couple of times. I just closed the phone and opened it.
Please say a command.
Digit dial.
Phone number
800-555-8355.
Did you say 800-555-8355?
Yes.
Calling Verizon Wireless. Tell me, good evening. You're connected to 1-800-555-TEL.
How's that? If you don't know where you're at with the phone, the next few minutes, Karen's going to show you how to do ringers and how to assign ringers to contacts and such. If you don't follow, press the end key. That gets you back to square one. Just press the end key. I'm saying it a few times because you'll wonder where you are and it's just not responding properly. Press the end key. You give a voice command and there's no response at all, whatever. Press the end key.
Now we're going to talk about ringers. Kurt just showed you how to enter a contact, and he put in Tell Me. Let's pretend that Tell Me is going to call me. So let's assume that we want to assign a ringer just for Tell Me. So in order to assign a ringer to Tell Me, what we're going to do is first go back to the main screen, make certain that we start there. We're going to push the end key a couple of times, make certain that we're there. Then we're going to push the right soft key just above end.
Contacts.
That's our contacts. Now, we're going to use the navigation bar. We're going to use the top of it to go up to Tell Me because it's close here.
Tell Me.
Okay, there's Tell Me. Now we're going to push the OK button, which is the bubble-looking button at the top of the keypad. And then we're going to push down arrow twice, which is not easy with long nails. Then we're going to push OK again. And then... Okay, that's a sound. Okay, we're going to push the left soft key to say that we want to choose a sound. Now, the sound that you just heard is a ringer that we put into the phone. And that's something that we had around the house, so we used that. But and you can do that. You can get BitPim and that software that you can use to put your own things into the phone, which is what we've done a lot of. So now we're going to push the right and left arrow keys and find a ringer for Tell Me. That's one of the ringers that comes with a phone. Okay, and then what we'll do is push the left soft again. And then the end key. And so now we can check it. We'll push the end key a couple more times. We can go back, push contacts.
Contacts.
That's ice again. We can go up to Tell Me.
Tell Me.
And we'll push Tell Me. We'll push the OK. Down arrow twice. OK again. Ta-da! We did it. We'll push the end key and close the phone. We got that done.
Good job.
Thank you. Now we're going to talk about another facet of the ringers subject. We're going to talk about setting ringers for caller ID calls, no caller ID available calls, and restricted caller ID calls. Now we're going to press end to go to the main screen. That's where we always want to start. Okay, now what we're going to do is press the left soft, and that will get us to menu.
Main menu, contacts.
Now we're going to press 911 and then 1 again, and that will indicate that we want to change the ringer for caller ID calls.
Settings. Sounds.
That was 9.
1, 1, 1.
Now that's a ringer that comes with the phone. And to change to another ringer, we're going to use the navigation bar on the left, under the left rim of the phone. Why don't we try that one? So we're going to press OK and end, and we've done it. So now if we want to check that, make certain that we did exactly what we wanted, what we're going to do is press the end key to make certain we're at the main screen. We're going to press the left soft to go to menu.
Main menu, contacts.
Going to press 9111.
Settings, sounds.
One, one, one.
And we've done it, so we can just close the phone, and that's that. Now, in order to change the no caller ID available and the caller ID restricted calls, we do almost the same things. We go up to the step where we're pushing the 9111 for caller ID available. Instead of pushing 9111, we push 9112 for no caller ID available, or 9113 for caller ID restricted. And it's just as simple as that. Follow all the rest of the steps the same. Many times you'll call a number and it's busy, or it rings and rings and no one answers. You don't want to have to go through pushing all those buttons again or going through the prompts again. There's an easier way. Seems to me I remember calling Kurt about an hour ago, and because he was the last person I called, I can do this. I know a quick way to call him without using the voice commands.
Please say a command.
I pushed the end key to go to the main screen, and now I'm going to push send a couple of times.
Verizon Wireless.
And that's calling Kurt.
Hello.
So that's how we do that. Now we're going to demonstrate missed calls. And Kurt's phone is making noise over there because I think... Uh-oh. Oh my goodness.
You have 14 missed calls.
I've missed a call from Kurt. What you just heard was my phone telling me that I had a call from Curtis Delzer. That happened because the announce mode was on. If the announce mode had not been on, what you would have heard would have been a ringer instead. Along with the announcement, you also heard a buzzing sound, and that is the vibrate mode. The vibrate mode is turned on when the ringer volume is set to high. And that's very helpful in places where there's a lot of ambient noise and high traffic. So I always leave my ringer volume set to high because I keep my phone in my purse and it can get buried under a lot of things and I won't necessarily hear my ringer. And if I don't hear my ringer, I will feel the vibration. I need to find out about this missed call. So I'm going to open my phone and...
Please say a command.
Okay. Missed calls.
You have 14 missed calls. Monday, September 6th, 11, 13 p.m. Return call now?
Yes.
Calling Verizon Wireless.
And so that's how we do that. Looks like he's going to miss his calls, too. Looks like I've got a lot of missed calls that I need to clear.
Hello there again. Going to do a little demonstration here of driving mode. It's misunderstood, especially since the manual hardly covers it. All the manual says is driving mode. What it does is it puts your phone in a situation where you can answer by voice. In order to demonstrate driving mode, I've got to first put it in driving mode. First open the phone.
Please say a command.
Driving.
Driving mode activated.
Now, if this phone were to ring...
Call from... Do you want to connect?
Yes. Is anybody there?
Nobody
here. Oh, well, I thought you were there.
I'm here.
Oh, you're not there anymore.
There if I'm here.
Oh, is that how that works? Well, I'm glad to figure that out. Thanks. Bye. Now, if I told you people exactly what happened there, you wouldn't believe it. But it was just about as funny as it sounded. Anyway,
Getting on with this. It's been an interesting tour of the phone, isn't it? Anyway, so there's a couple more features that I want to talk about here. One is called the manner mode, and it's a very handy little feature because suppose you're in a situation where you don't want to be interrupted by a loud phone announcing anything. All you really have to do is press the N key. And you press it a few times just to make sure you're at the main screen, and then you hold down the star key. Your phone vibrates. And that's letting you know that it's in manner mode. Your phone at that time will not beep when you press the buttons. Press buttons all you want, and that's all that happens. What happened? Nothing happened. My phone's dead. What's wrong with it here? To get it out of manner mode, you hold down the star key again for 3 seconds. That's what you get. I'm not sure if you heard that. Touch tone was a star. Let's do it again. Manner mode. And press and a couple times to make sure you're at the main screen. And hold down the star again. You back out of manner mode. Another way to put it in manner mode is to have the phone closed. Hold down the bottom of that navigation bar on the left side. Now remember, on the left side of the phone, there's 3 buttons. You have the up-down navigation bar that has like a nubbin on top and a nubbin on the bottom. And below that is a little ridged feeling button. That's the voice command key, as I'm sure you know by now. But you want to push the lower part of that bar and hold it in. And you're in manner mode. In order to get out of manner mode, you just do the same thing again. You hold down the bottom part of that bar. And it's that easy. Another comment about manner mode is when someone calls you and your phone is in manner mode, it just vibrates. That's all. No caller ID. No nothing. Now I'm going to demonstrate to you the lock mode. A couple things about it. First of all, you can purposely lock your phone by hitting and holding down the pound key. Now, you might want to do this to prevent people from getting into your phone, playing around with your contacts, just disrupting things. And it's very important that you know how to get out of lock mode, and that's what we're going to demonstrate. Suppose it gets locked. The way you do it is to hold down the pound key. And you heard a beep, right? The phone is locked, which means you cannot get out of it, except by doing the following. Press the end key, and then you press the right soft key, the last 4 digits of your phone number, and that should get it out of lock mode. Now, the manual, when it discusses lock mode, says that we can access our contacts and 911. Now, I didn't try calling 911 while Karen's phone was locked. However, we did, as a side to putting on this tour, play around with it some to see what would work. Voice commands do not exist. Apparently, it turns those off. So, it would seem to me that the only way you could use lock mode effectively would be if you're in a situation where you had to call 911. I didn't try it. Another thing I'd like to discuss a little bit with you and talking about this phone is the battery. The batteries on earlier LG phones, like the 4500, which I happen to have, is a lot easier to change since the battery and the cover are the same unit. The 4650, you push the button down the back of the phone, which is on toward the top. I'm not sure if you can find it easily, but there's a button. It's located, if you look down from the top of the phone, on the rear, on the back side, you'll find a little circular place where your finger would go into, sort of. That's a button. Now, if you push the button in, you can pry off the lid, and that's just about what it needs to be done. It comes off, but it's not real easy because it's meant to stay on there. It's not meant to be easily removed which is good because the phones are subject to a bit of sometimes negligent or rough handling or bouncing around, and you want that battery to be very secure, and it is. After the cover is removed, there's a battery underneath that cover. And in order to remove that, you have to put your fingernail, at least I did, inside between the top ridge of the battery and the phone itself, and push toward the base of the phone. And you just take the battery out. It's a little tricky. And if you don't feel comfortable doing it, just take it to your Verizon store. But I can do it, and I'm certain that quite a few of you more techie people can do it. But it's not exactly something that is real easy to do, especially if you don't feel comfortable with doing it, but then don't, by all means. But if you do, then give it a shot. You know, we're all different. So, I can do it. I don't know if Karen could do it. So, I mean, it's just a matter of who wants to do that sort of thing and wants to be able to change the batteries and have a charger that charges them separately, which is available, by the way. Now, charging the battery is quite simple. The bottom of the phone, you can find an open ridge socket area. That's where the USB port plugs in. It's the same port that you plug your battery charger into. The battery charger is just a wall unit, which I'm sure you've seen since you've unpacked the phone. It plugs into the wall, and then a cord goes from the transformer on the wall and plugs directly into your phone. As far as software to put ringtones on this phone, the one that I've used is called BitPim. That's BitPim. Look for it on Google. Just type http://www.google.com, and in the search box, type BitPim and press enter on the search button. And the first link you find is says, quote, "Welcome to BitPim," and you go there, and that's where you can download the software. And it runs on Windows or Linux. You just plug in the phone into the computer. If you have the PC kit from Verizon, all you need to do is plug in the cord to the phone, to the computer, load the software, the drivers from that CD. There are two CDs available. One is for the modem software, and the other one is for the drivers and the Quick Link phone book, which is also another way to handle your contacts on the phone. We've done it already with Karen's phone, and my 4500 works great. BitPim is not real speech friendly, but it can be made to work. And that's a matter of experimentation. How much do you want to put into getting to know, getting to change certain aspects of your phone, such as ringers, address books, contacts, etc. Quick Link mobile phone book. Very friendly as far as speech is concerned, and certainly with anybody else who just uses a computer. You can add contacts, delete contacts, move them around, change the punctuation of the names, how they're spelled, and even figure out how to make the synthesizer say them properly. It can be important as far as voice recognition to make the synthesizer say, in our case on this tour, it said, "Tell me." We wanted "tell me," and since we're not going to be spelling it very often, maybe T-E-L-L space M-E-E would have made the synthesizer say it right. Another thing you can do is, in Quick Link, the synthesizer does not pronounce numbers if numbers are seen. Like if you have a number as part of the name, it won't say it. You have to spell it out. A pain, but that's one of the little idiosyncratic behaviors of this phone. In Quick Link, you can move the ringers around as far as what ringer goes with what contact. You can assign message ringers to people to send you text messages. It's quite good. Every aspect of it. Quick Link, every aspect is very speech friendly. Not a single part of that program is not friendly.
Now we're going to cover voicemail. We always need to remember that when we are dealing with the 611 menus, anything to do with calling Verizon, we cannot access that by digit dial and voice commands at all. So we need to be able to push those buttons. So the reason I'm telling you that is that when you are setting up your voicemail, remember to set up a password that's easy to remember and easy to dial, because you're going to be using it constantly. Every time you want to access your voicemail, you're going to need to push that password. And even if you do it on a landline, you're still going to need to use that. And every time you access voicemail from your cell phone, it's going to cost you minutes. If you do it from the landline, it won't cost you minutes, but your cell phone will. So if you're concerned about your minute usage, make certain that you use your landline for this. When you use your landline, you call your 10-digit telephone number. And if you're in your area code, you don't need to, but otherwise you would need to do the whole 10 digits. And you'll hear your greeting, and you push pound to interrupt your greeting, and then you'll be prompted to enter your password. Do that, and then you'll be able to access your voicemail. Now we're going to open the phone and access the voicemail.
Please say a command.
Voicemail.
You have 3 new voicemail. Call voicemail now?
Yes.
Calling Verizon Wireless. Hi, this is Karen Delzer. Please enter your password. You have 3 unheard messages. The following 3 messages have not been heard. First unheard message. Urgent message.
This is urgent, so it will go ahead with anything else.
This is an urgent message. This message is urgent because I say it's urgent. Now that I know that you know it's urgent, we can be satisfied that this message is urgent.
I think we better save that one.
Message.
Now I'm going to save this message by pressing 9.
Message will be saved for 14 days.
Hello there. Well, this is going to demonstrate some of the capabilities of voicemail. In the voicemail message, Karen will demonstrate to you how to speed me up by pressing the 6 key. That makes me talk much faster than I would normally. And you can slow me down by pressing the 4 key. And continuing to talk. Karen's saying very little, but I can't help myself because I don't have much to say. Now, if you were to press the 5 key, Karen.
Next message.
I think we'll delete this by pushing 7.
Message deleted.
My goodness, when in the world did he ever record that? I can find that out by pressing 5.
Sent today at 10:20 p.m. 1:34.
Now suppose we want to pause a message because we don't exactly know what we want to do next. We just press 2.
Playback stopped. To restart message playback, press 2.
Well, I paused and I paused and I still don't know what I want to do. So I'm going to go back to message, press 2 again. And then I'm still confused, so I'm going to press 0 and see if I can get some more help.
You have paused while listening to a message. To resume listening, press 2. To cancel listening to your messages, press star.
I don't know if I found what I wanted here, and 0 seems to be context sensitive. Let's just see if there's anything else here that can help me.
You are currently reviewing a message. To skip to the next message, press pound. To get envelope information about this message, press 5. To delete this message, press 7. To save it in the archives, press 9. To hear how to control playback speed, press 0. To cancel message review, press star.
Ooh, this is getting interesting.
To control position during playback, use the top row of keys. To rewind 10 seconds, press 1. To rewind to the start of the message, press 1-1. To pause playback, press 2. To fast forward 10 seconds, press 3. To go to the end of the message, press 3-3. To hear how to control playback speed, press 0.
Let's go for it.
Playback speed is controlled with the second row of keys. To slow down playback speed, press 4. To speed up playback, press 6.
So that gives you a bit of a glimpse into the voicemail system and what we can accomplish with that.
Hello there. There's a system with Verizon that programs your phone. And if you do a lot of roaming, it's a good idea to update it every month or so. Don't wait before updating it, especially if you go on a trip. The way you do that is to open the phone first and press the end key to make sure that you're at the main screen. Then press star 228. And then press send.
Verizon Wireless.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless over the air program. This call is airtime free.
Para español, oprima 3.
Press 1 to program your phone. Press 2 to update your roaming capabilities.
In this case, we want to press 2. Yeehaw.
Please continue to hold while your phone is being programmed.
I'm holding. My left hand's gonna fall off, man.
Ooh.
It's such a heavy phone. It's hard to hold this long. Oh.
Your phone has been programmed successfully. Thank you for calling Verizon Wireless.
Now what happens when you press end? It makes these little beep sounds, and your phone shuts down.
Verizon Wireless.
You may have noticed that the phone came up. Well, it didn't come up because I asked it to. It came up because it was finished programming itself, and it rebooted, so to speak, just like a computer does. During the call just placed to Verizon, I chose option 2, to update roaming. I chose that because the network is always changing. It's always expanding, always new equipment and new aspects to be considered. Certain parts of the country, companies share services. And when you update the roaming in your phone, it tells your phone that when you happen to be visiting certain parts of the country, the other service has the towers, and Verizon piggybacks on them. In the case of your phone, if you were visiting that area, your phone would have to know that that's the particular ID code it would use to access those networks. Though it is a Verizon phone, you're actually using the other company's services. That's why the programming is important. At least that's one reason why it's important.
We hope you've enjoyed our demonstration of the LG VX4650 cell phone. If you are not a member of the Blind Users LG VX phones list, here's the subscribe information.
You need to write an email, and it's to blinduserlgvxphones-subscribe@yahoogroups.com. Blind user, BLINDUSER, LGVX phones, PHONES, -subscribe. All one word, don't separate them by any means. @ is shifted to Yahoo Groups, YAHOOGROUPS.com. If you wish to write to Karen, you can. Her email is catwacky, that's CATWACKY, @verizon.net. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I write to you every day, catwacky@verizon.net.
If you want to write to Curtis, just write to curtis@calweb.com, curtis@calweb.com.
Well, we'd like to stick around and chat a little longer, but it looks like we have a phone call. In the meantime,
enjoy your phone!